to the List Film Podcast. Woo! I'm excited. Who's excited, guys?
So excited.
I've been waiting for this moment.
I feel like it's been
30 years.
It's been a long time since all four of us have
been
here. I know.
It really has, yeah.
We've had guests, guest hosts. We've had a lot of combinations of people. Mostly Brandon. Brandon Bennett. No relation to Bennett Miller.
Tell them how you need to make that clarification every time.
Well, I don't want anybody to be confused. Like, hey, is he related to Bennett Miller? No, he's not.
But Bennett Miller's last name isn't Bennett.
I know.
Bennett.
You hang out with dumb people sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, people get confused. I don't know.
That doesn't bode friends. Well for us. We hang out with him a lot.
I know.
Not in public, though.
So today, for the new listeners, we are a weekly film podcast where we pick a topic and then we discuss it and list our top five picks. Whatever it is, actors, actresses, favorite dogs, favorite pets. Keep teasing that episode. Keep teasing that episode. Maybe for our 100th episode, we'll do that. Favorite
dogs.
Film pets. But I am one of your hostesses. Cupcakes. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Adam Scott.
I'm Kevin.
There you go. And what are we talking about today? We're talking about 80s action films.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, and Expendables isn't in theaters, well, you're not up to date on your podcast listening. But yeah, this is coming out the week of Expendables 2. A lot of people are crapping on this movie.
What you mean the week after?
The Monday after. It's coming. Yeah. It's going to be up tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm excited about the movie. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
It's awesome.
You saw it?
Fuck yeah, I saw it.
Nice.
Dude, so, okay, let's get into it then. What's going on with that movie?
One of the complaints that I heard a lot of people have, and was my one complaint about the first Expendables, was that there wasn't enough interaction between Stallone, Schwarzenegger, and Willis.
Yeah.
And I think Stallone took that to heart. He's like, all right, well, let's just put all three of us in a room and shoot everyone.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Nice.
And yes. And then icing on the cake, Chuck Norris showing up.
Yeah. I'm excited about that.
It's so much fun. It's just ridiculously bad dialogue and one-liners and ridiculously over-the-top violence. Crazy CGI blood, badass fight scenes. It's just... From the word go, it's fighting, fighting, fighting.
It's the best of the worst, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I love about those movies.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best of the worst.
It's like, yeah, it's the greatest hits of bad movies.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun and so bad and so shameless, but I can't help but enjoying it. It's like, I know I should, the intelligent part of me is like, I shouldn't enjoy. There's nothing really of value here, but it's just fun.
Yeah.
He just blew that guy up. Like, he blew him away. With a gunshot.
Literally.
Literally blew up. He is red mist. Yeah. There's nothing left of him.
Well, we saw, Kevin and I saw John, was it called John Rambo or just Rambo? The last one.
Rambo, it was supposed to be John Rambo, but okay. Just Rambo. Called it Rambo.
Yeah. We saw that in theaters. We were literally a little bit inebriated.
I think we were actually in the same theater. We just didn't know it.
Oh, wow.
Because remember we talked about this.
You were in the dome?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were both there at the same time. We just hadn't gone with each other.
So we were the guys laughing in the back. We were inebriated, and it tripped me out, started freaking me out, because I'm like, whoa, this movie's really violent. I didn't realize how violent this is. He punched the guy's face off.
Yeah. He punched the guy's face off. He rips literally. The dude's throat out.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
It's
not
amazing.
A movie to see when you're like in an altered state, because you're like, whoa, what just happened? Like, his face got punched off. How did I miss that?
I mean, well, from the word go, it probably harshed your buzz when they've got those Cambodian, or what? I don't remember which.
They were,
is it Cambodian? I think
they were Laotian.
Laotian, yes.
No.
Whichever group of people
Burma.
It was.
Burmese.
The Burmese soldiers are sending the innocent people through the minefield.
Oh,
yeah. That's going to harsh your buzz right out the gate.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about movies. Well, you started off by talking about Expendables 2.
Okay.
How much would you pay to see it?
I saw a bunch of movies. I would pay. I wish I could see it on the dome. Is it on the dome? I would see it on the dome.
You would pay 3D, wouldn't you? IMAX 3D?
I
come on.
I mean,
Van Damme?
I don't.
Van Damme Roundhouse in IMAX. If they shot it in 70mm.
Okay, IMAX, yes. If you said 3D.
Okay.
I don't care about
3D. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
IMAX, I'm there. If they had, if it was the Expendables 2 in IMAX, yes, I would totally see that.
Okay.
But yeah, I saw the Expendables 2. I would pay IMAX prices to see it.
Okay.
It was so much fun. If you're, I mean, just go back and watch 80s action movies and you're like, oh, it's stupid. And like this movie is exactly as stupid as those movies are. So I feel like people who are complaining about how silly it is, it's like, well, you probably didn't enjoy, just go back and rewatch the 80s movies.
It's funny because I like Stallone because of that, because I was hearing an interview with him and he was talking about how, he was saying how he's like, look, when you, he's like, we know who we are. We know our audience. And he's like, if one of us does a movie, it's going to, it maybe go, it'll go directly to DVD, you know?
Hold on. Sorry about that.
It'll go straight to DVD. But he's like, if he's like, it's kind of like a music festival. If you have one band from like the 80s, you know, you're like, I don't really want to see them. But if you get 10 of them, it's like a festival now.
Yeah.
You'll pay the mm-hmm. $17 to go yeah. see them, you know?
And it's totally them. It's like them just playing their greatest hits.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you get Jet Li just kicking ass yeah. in a full room of people with just his hands. You get Dolph Lundgren being crazy and picking people up and throwing them across the way. And you get Stallone with his crazy one-liners. And
yeah. And yes, Arnold.
Arnold, you get Arnold. And just seeing Arnold and Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone riffing off each other.
Just
it's
saying,
hilarious. And just giving each other shit and like quoting their movies to them.
That's awesome.
It's hilarious.
That sounds like the panel at Comic-Con because yeah. it was just them Arnold and Stallone just riffing off each other.
Yeah. We went to Comic-Con, for those of you who haven't listened to our Comic-Con episode. Went to Comic-Con and they do the Expendables 2 panel comes up and it's Arnold, Stallone, Terry Crews.
Was Stallone there?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
This was right before his...
It was the day before.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
His son passed away. And literally, like, they let audience ask questions. And Arnold was, like, I don't know if he was a little drunk or anything, but he just started, like, in between people's questions, he'd be like, who is your daddy and what does he do?
He's reassuring people that he's yeah. back. He's like, I'm not going to try to run his state again. I'm just going to be funny.
I'm playing the greatest hits. And then another guy would ask a question, a different person. And he'd be like, it's not a tumor. He was just quoting Kindergarten
Cop. I think
Cop.
The whole panel is on YouTube, I believe.
Oh,
is it? I'm going to have to check it out
now. You should check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So what else did you guys see in theaters?
I saw The Awakening.
What is that?
I haven't
even heard of that.
It's a period piece horror film with Rebecca Hall and Dominic West.
Oh,
it's like seen the trailer.
Her whole thing is she disproves ghosts.
Oh, I saw the trailer. Yeah,
call her out
to
a boarding school in this countryside.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it was cool. I liked it. I mean, it's
how much would you pay?
I wouldn't pay IMAX prices. I would pay like a matinee price.
Okay.
It was good. It was chilling. It was pretty. And Rebecca Hall and Dominic West are both great.
Yeah. Was he using his
English accent?
English accent. Okay.
And then the kid from Game of Thrones, the one that plays the second youngest Stark, the one who was the new Lord Stark when everyone else left.
The one in the wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah. The one with the broken back.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was good. He's in it.
I guess there's no wheelchairs in back then.
Not quite.
He's,
he has
it's a horse.
Hodor.
Yeah, he is.
Aww.
Hodor.
Is it a peanut butter cup?
He seems like Andre the Giant, doesn't he?
A little bit.
So. Peanut butter cup. So what else? So that was okay.
Yeah.
Matinee price. What else did you see?
I saw Paranorman.
How was that?
How was that?
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah.
Not quite as good as Coraline.
Okay.
But still pretty good.
How much would you pay?
I would pay like $10.
You saw a regular 2D, not 3D?
Yeah.
Because it was shot in 3D, I think.
That makes sense.
I just don't really care for 3D that much.
Well, Coraline's 3D was awesome. Maybe that's why I didn't like it as much as Coraline, because I did see Coraline in 3D.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think about the fact that this would be in 3D too. So maybe that would kind of put it over the edge. But it was really fun, and it's funny. And I mean, it's horror centric, and they make a lot of in jokes. It's
nice.
It's good.
That's cool. What else?
I think that's it. I think if I talk any more about movies, I see people are going to realize how bad my problem is.
If you saw something else, you should talk about it. Anything else in theaters? Yeah.
I may or may not have seen a movie about the star of Deep Throat.
Oh, you went to that. Oh, you may have not gone to it. How was that? I was going to go to that, but it was Thursday, so I couldn't get it.
I may or may not have thought that it wasn't anything all that great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting. All right. Look it up if you don't know what we're talking about.
Just be vague. We're just going to be... today's the vague podcast. There we're not going to mention the titles of any of the movies on our list. We're just going to talk... we're just going to describe them.
Yeah. Lovelace. So what... anything else, Kevin? Did you see anything?
Nothing off the top of my head. Though.
I want to see... I just didn't have a chance to see Side by Side. I want to see it.
I really want to see that.
And Keanu was down the street. I wanted to go, Keanu!
I didn't know about that. I didn't know about that until I got there. That's where I saw... that's where I saw The Awakening, and I saw the notice about that. I said, damn it, I would have come for that.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. Jenny, did you see anything new?
I don't think I saw anything.
Boring.
I know, right?
All right. Kevin, nothing?
No, I can't think of anything.
All right. So for our stream of the week, I'm going to do it for the second week in a row just because that's what we're talking about. Demolition Man is on Instant Watch, and Red Dawn is on Instant Watch. So check those out. Action movies of the 80s. Check them out.
I don't think Demolition Man counts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Demolition doesn't count. So Red Dawn. Check out Red Dawn. It's fun, too. It's really cool. We may talk about it later on. But, yeah. You guys want to get into the list?
Let's do it.
List it up. Who wants to go first? I think Kevin should go first because he's not been here for a while.
I'll go first.
All right.
I guess to start, I'm just going to apologize to everybody listening because some of the movies on here have been talked about, not by me, but by others. So I finally decided to talk about it. And my first two movies that I will talk about played a somewhat big part in my childhood. Growing up with a single mother, at times you had kind of had to watch the movies where she was just very attracted to the actor. So my number four and five,
Charles Bronson,
star a certain actor that she was very much into. His name is Patrick Swayze.
Ooh.
So my number five is from 1989, and it's Roadhouse.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Steel Dawn.
No.
Oh.
I remember watching this movie when it was on cable. I remember watching it all the time when I was younger, and I think even Kelly Lynch played a little part in me advancing toward starting to notice women. She was one of those first people where I was like,
she could do that.
She's very pretty. And I mean, I haven't rewatched it recently. It's probably been a couple of years since I've seen it, but, I remember having a lot of fun. Patrick Swayze's great. Sam Elliott's great in it. Ben Gazzara as the villain is awesome. The scene where he rips out a guy's throat, badass. It's got some really great action scenes. It's really basic story of a guy who's a professional bouncer who moves into...
he's a professional bouncer.
He's a professional bouncer. And he goes to different bars and cleans them up and then hopefully sets them up and then goes on to the next bar. And that's all he does.
I think it's weird that you laugh at someone being a professional bouncer. People are professional bouncers. I feel like he's more than a professional. He's like the professional
bouncer. Yeah. I mean, it's cool. It's got the, you know, the seedy small town where the big crime boss kind of rules the place and he kind of helps, some people, get over that.
I remember it being very cheesy.
Yes.
And I remember the one scene that sticks out in my mind is where he throws the guy out and the guy knifes all of his tires and he has four spares in his trunk because he's used to that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They knife his
whatever.
Tires, and I believe they stick like a piece of wood through his windshield, like a giant 2x4 or something like that.
That wouldn't surprise me either.
Damn. Yeah.
But he's Swayze. You can't mess with his.
Yeah,
cheek.
Exactly.
So I hadn't seen this movie until just recently. And the thing that stuck out really bad was the fact that he's the guy in the beginning of the movie. He's like, when can I expect you? You know, he just hired Patrick Swayze. And he's like, don't. And he's like, what a D-bag. Like this guy just offer you a job and he's like paying you a lot of money. And you're just like, so when can you start? And he's like, I don't know. It's like, what?
I will be there to be there. It's like I am working on my mullet.
Later.
That's horrible.
I have to get my mullet perfect before I can show up.
I want to go into like, imagine if you showed up to like the Apple store, like whatever you're working at and go, like, well, when can you start? Nah. Don't expect me. Like they'd be like, they kick you out so fast. You know.
Like, hey, it takes a long time to get the mullet perfect, and he's got to cut all of the sleeves off of his plaid shirts and roll them up just right. That takes time. He's a bouncer, not a seamstress.
I know. I know. Sorry, guys. So, yeah. So, Roadhouse, good way to start us off. Yeah. I like that it's kind of like, it's an action movie, but it's not like hardcore. You know, it's you're starting off slow. It's like a little, you're building it up. Mm-hmm. I'll see where Adam takes it.
I don't, well, okay. I think this might be a leap and a bound up from,
really?
From Roadhouse.
What do you got?
I'm going with 1988's Action Jackson.
Ooh, okay. I do like that.
Carl Weathers. Just Carl Weathers being a badass.
Who's the lead woman in that? The lead lady.
Vanity?
Yes. Is that her?
Yeah. Well, there's Vanity and Sharon Stone is also in this.
I'm thinking of Sharon Stone.
Okay. Well, she's not the lead woman. She's like Craig T. Nelson's, who's the villain. Because you know, you got to have the two. This movie is really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like part, all right, let's take a Beverly Hills Cop and James Bond, and he's black. And we're just going to put it all together. It's going to be crazy. So it's got the whole Bond element where there's like the bad good girl and the good bad girl. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like the villain's wife is helping the hero. And then the villain's mistress is kind of helping the hero.
Yeah.
But she's kind of getting him into trouble too.
Yeah. We don't really trust her, but she's good looking.
Yeah. Like she's into drugs. He's got to clean her up a bit, smack her around. Because it's the 80s and you're allowed to do that. But Carl Weathers is just badass in this movie. Craig T. Nelson is badass in this movie. There's the obligatory villainous boss is getting his karate instruction, and the guy hits him while he's distracted, and he just beats the shit out of him. Craig T. Nelson beats the shit out of him for hitting him while he was distracted.
That's genius.
And then there's a great moment.
Do you know who directed this, by the way?
Who did direct Action Jackson?
Craig
R. Baxley.
Don't know that guy.
I have no idea who this person is.
Probably that's the only movie he directed.
He was a stunt guy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, yeah. You know what? Like, I'm kind of digging that. The guy who directed the remake of Red Dawn is the guy who does all the stunts for all the big, like every major Hollywood movie that has stunts. That guy has done them. So I'm kind of curious to see the Red Dawn stunts. So
I just want to see Red Dawn.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm trying to see what else. If the guy. I don't think he's directed anything else that I have heard. Oh, he directed the made-for-television Storm of the Century, that Stephen King adaptation.
Wow.
And Rose Red. So, and Sniper 2.
Oh, wow. Sniper 1 was... They're like, we need more story.
Yeah, he hasn't really directed a lot of things I'm familiar with. But Action Jackson.
No, we know.
I made my parents rent this movie for me all the time.
Was there a sex scene in this? Because I'm thinking, were you too young to see this?
I was too young to see this. Okay. I definitely was. I don't remember there being a sex scene, but I mean, Vanity is Vanity.
Yeah.
Just running around half naked all the time.
Yeah.
And there's this scene where the most blatant, we are trying to cash in on Beverly Hills Cop moment, which they have Carl Weathers do like his best Eddie Murphy acting crazy moment. And it's, I love Carl Weathers. He's great at action, but it's so bad. It's just this cheesy, like him pretending to be retarded and getting the Holy Spirit, like he's like having a Holy Spirit moment. It's, if you haven't seen Action Jackson, you should go check it out. It's an amazingly bad 80s action movie, and I love it.
Awesome. I love it too. I feel like, you know, it's a slow progression. You didn't jump. It's not a big leap from where Kevin started.
Okay. Because I feel like it's been a while since you've seen Action Jackson. It gets really crazy.
I know. No. But no one's punching people's faces off.
Okay, yeah. Well, but that didn't happen that much in the 80s.
I guess
that's
so.
True.
I guess so. Jenny?
All right, so...
Where are you taking us? Action Jackson, too?
Right.
Overlap.
The second one. No. So I went with a lot of movies that I feel like we've probably talked about before. Also, I'm really bad with ones obscure 80s action movies. I haven't seen very many obscure ones like Action Jackson, actually.
No offense. But when I look at you, I don't really think,
action.
She loves 80s action movies.
Exactly. So I have a handful
starting Carl
that I like.
Carl Weathers.
Right.
Yeah.
So my number five, I went with, and I guess it could kind of be considered maybe a romance too on some sides, but I'm going to go with the action side of it because I like that part better. 86 is Top Gun.
Oh, ooh.
Sweet. All right. Nice. You're helping me a lot because I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to put these things.
Yeah.
It's going to go on the list. So
now it's on the list.
No, I'm not putting it on my list now.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying, well, this is like your number six.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, technically, though, this should be my number one because when I was a kid in the 80s, on the playground, we would always act out Top Gun. Yeah. And everybody would get in a fight about who was Maverick and who was Goose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I wouldn't Maverick. Get in that fight, but...
You want, like, I who was going to get Maverick versus who was going to get Goose?
That's it. Yep. Elementary school. No, I feel like it's, like, the same level for me as it is for Kevin, where it's, like, I watched a lot of the 80s movies that my mom wanted to see the lead guy in, you know? It's Tom Cruise. He was so big in
TC?
The 80s. My mom and my sister, they're... So I see the romance side of it because of Tom Cruise, but I'm going to go with, I know, right? Twice.
I love this movie.
Yeah, me too.
I've rewatched it recently, and I'm like, this movie's awesome.
And this
like,
one really does is. Have a sex scene.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
I wore this tape out is watching it, me? It so much, and not because of the sex scene.
Is it me or this like Tony Scott's sex scenes are really weird? Like, there's a sex scene in Days of Thunder, and it's really weird. You're like, this isn't really a sex scene. It's kind of like a weird... Like, you're shooting a sex scene like you would shoot an action scene.
Yeah.
Well, he's also, I feel like, well, at least in the Top Gun scene, it's like a sex scene, quote unquote, but heavy on the foreplay.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. And a lot of
yeah.
music videos.
Oh,
and
yeah. Foreplay.
Yeah. And a lot of wind machines. Like, I'm like, who the hell has a wind machine in their house?
And everything's blue.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And everything's through a veil.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm like, who the hell has a bed with veils?
And he concentrates a little bit more on Tom Cruise's abs than he does on Kelly McGillis's anything.
Yeah.
You know what's really weird? If you go to
the volleyball scene where it's really overly homoerotic.
Well, yes, that too. But if you go to the IMDb page and looking at the pictures of everyone, like, you got Tom Cruise, and then look at what Kelly McGillis looks like today, and what Anthony Edwards looks like today, and what Val Kilmer looks like today, and then you go back and Tom Cruise, he's just like,
and he's the only
how
one.
How does he do it? How does he do it?
He's
Scientology.
Only, by the way,
Scientology.
That's it. Scientology.
He's the only one smiling. Everyone else is kind of depressed in the picture, and Tom Cruise is like, yeah, Tom Cruise, Top Gun 2. He's ready for Top Gun 2.
I'm ready for Top Gun 2.
Me too.
I would see that. Iceman's got to be in it, though.
Yes.
Because he's like, got to be his wingman.
Fat Iceman.
I don't know if he can fit in a jet.
I know.
Yeah, I probably can't.
He's like, I'm a commander now.
He's slimmed down for some roles. I mean, I don't know how he looks right now, but he fluctuates.
Yeah.
He does. But when you say slimmed down, okay, maybe he could slim down enough, but he wouldn't look like a fighter pilot.
No matter what.
Well, I think they're both too old to play fighter pilots now. They would be like teachers.
They're like Jester.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Viper.
Jester. That could happen.
Jester's dead. I love that movie.
Michael
I watch
Ironside.
It so much.
Yes. It's got like the best the best cast.
Tom Skerritt.
Tom Skerritt.
Which just makes me think, did anybody else see Ted?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's I'm friends with Tom Skerritt.
My daughter, you son of a bitch.
So I love this movie. I like the
Rick Ross of it.
Yeah. There's a great thing. I was watching the special features
about the volleyball game again.
I'll come back to that. I was watching the special features on the DVD, and Tony Scott, the director, is talking about how they were really filming on an aircraft carrier, right? And it was really – they kind of just hitched a ride and kind of filmed around them, you know? And at one point, he's getting, like, the shot of, like, the sunset and, like, the plane and stuff, and he doesn't get it, right? And he's like, damn, I need the ship to turn back around so we can get it. And so he goes to the captain of the ship and tells him, we need to turn back around. And the captain's like, no, we can't do that. We can't burn fuel. No. And he's like, what do you mean no? He's like, no, we can't. It would cost money to turn back around. He's like, how much would it cost? He's like, $32,000. And Tony Scott went, got his checkbook, and wrote a check for $32,000 to the United States Air Force, and the captain turned back the ship around.
Did he even have that kind of money yet, though? Because I remember
at that time,
didn't he have?
They had done commercials before.
Okay, I just remember. I always thought that he had to do Top Gun because he wanted to do The Hunger. Like, all right, you can do this weird, creepy vampire David Bowie, Susan Sarandon movie, but you got to make this awesome, totally heterosexual Top Gun.
But they were a huge, they were huge commercial directors previously.
Yeah, by then they had done like hundreds of commercials.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
how often have they worked together?
Who?
Were they
Ridley and Tony?
Produced together.
They worked together, as a production company.
But
just
that's
produced.
It.
That's it.
Yeah. They don't. I mean, how they work together? They're both directors.
Know. Yeah.
Unless it was like an anthology
Neither
or something.
Neither one of them writes?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They both look the same. They both look...
Really?
Well, yeah. They're weird.
Interesting.
Except... Oh, no, they both wear the weird, like, director's vest. They look like they're on safari or something.
Just... I forget who all is in this movie. Meg Ryan, Tim Robbins, James Tolkien.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in this movie.
What's his name's first? The guy that goes nuts in the beginning. Remember? He can't land the plane.
Yeah.
He's actually a director now. He directed like Blue Crush and stuff like that. I forget his name.
Oh, Blue Crush. He's the one.
Something Stockard. Stockard. Whoa, way to pull that out of nowhere. Blue Crush. Not Blue Crush. Into the Blue.
John Stockwell. Like,
Into the Blue.
John Stockwell. He plays Cougar.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Cougar.
What's his name?
John Stockwell.
Yeah. He's actually in a really cool 80s, like, sci-fi, cheesy sci-fi movie called My Science Experiment.
Dennis Hopper stars in it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Both of those, actually. Blue Crush and he did both of
those. Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
See? He's a big blue guy.
Yeah. He loves the sea. All right.
Well, he loves the sea.
Good number one. Good number five, sorry. All right. My number five is, from 1985, and it is, I don't know if we talked about, we talked about the first one, the part one, but I wanted to put Rambo First Blood part two.
I thought you were going to put First Blood on here, so I put First Blood part two as my number three.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. I cock-blocked you here. What do you like better, first of all? Let's be honest, what do you like better?
I like First Blood.
See, First Blood is a drama.
It is drama. Yeah, this is more of an action movie.
This is an action movie. Yeah. And I love this movie. It's an action movie.
I'm not going to lie. I already
You like three?
I already started reordering my list. So
really?
This was also on my list.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But yeah, it comes back to my same argument about the growing up and like what you like at one age changing.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, this is one I watched all the time.
Me too.
First Blood or First Blood Part 2.
Yeah.
All the time.
Rambo First Blood Part
2. Rambo First Blood Part 2. Gotta get the subtitle. But then, like, you rewatch First Blood, like, God damn, this movie's so great. And he has that freak out, and the colonel comes and talks him down, and he kicks, David Caruso's ass, and knocks a guy out the helicopter.
Breaks Caruso's nose.
Yeah.
But First Blood Part 2 is just, it's just such a badass action, the over-the-top, crazy 80s action movie.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't rip a dude's face off, but he does blow a guy up with a fucking explosive arrow.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for him to be like, oh, please kill this guy. I hate that guy so much.
It's, like I said, I like both of them just as much because one's a drama and one's an action movie. And this one, co-written by a guy named James Cameron.
Yep. He was writing this while he was writing Predator and Aliens.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like, I could do three things at the same time. Yeah, they're all badass.
And what's the story? He had three different desks and he would listen to three different types of music when he was working on each script.
Yeah. He's crazy, probably doing a lot of drugs. I love this movie. It's got the sensei from Karate Kid without sleeves again. Like, that's the theme in his life, I guess, as an actor. Like, that was the thing. His agent would be like, I got you a job.
Martin Cove.
Yeah, Martin, I got you a job. He's like, do I have to wear sleeves?
Nope.
Nope. And I'm in. I don't want to know what it is.
I hate sleeves. Yeah. Every time I see a sleeve, I want to rip it off.
Yeah. And he's awesome in it, and I really enjoy the montages in this movie.
Yes,
like him getting ready. How many times could he tie his fucking shoes?
Yes.
Like, how many shoes does he own? Because he's like tying the shoes, and then like again he's like, you gotta go into battle, Rambo. Tying the shoes, like does his shoe really
come
in?
Tying on the bandana, putting on the necklace.
Yeah.
When just the way it starts out, where at first it's this weird angle shot and you see like his arm doing something weird. And then as you get the camera moves, you see it's him sharpening his knife. But at first you're like, what the hell is he doing?
At first you're like, is that a boob? You're like, oh no, that's my stomach.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's got a lot of tension. He's got to rub one out so he can go into battle.
And then he's always oiled up.
Always.
I don't know like what kind of like sunblock he's using.
He gets captured. He gets captured and the first thing they do is they oil him up. Like, let's put him in oil. Wait, no. We owe him too much. Let's put him in the mud. He needs the mud bath.
The leeches. The mud leeches.
Yep.
And then my favorite thing is a scene where they're going to electrocute him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
To torture him. Yep. And then he like tightens his grip on the
microphone.
Microphone
to tell what Jack Napier that he's coming for.
Coming for him. Yep.
Charles Napier.
Yes. This movie's so fun. It just like all of a sudden he's like a. I like how. Have you guys seen the trailer for this recently?
No.
Recently?
It's pretty amazing. I tried to post it on the website, but it's like weapons specialists, helicopter training.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
He
like,
knows everything.
He knows everything. Yeah. This guy knows everything.
And this Metallurgy. This is the movie where he came up with the title for Expendables.
Yeah. It, did he?
Yeah, because he said in the thing, because somebody said, "What the? Did you come up with the title from Expendables from First Blood Part 2? Because there's the line where he says, I'm expendable.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that's exactly where I got the title for Expendables.
That's awesome. A little trivia on First Blood, the first one. He had enough money to where he offered the studio to buy it off of him so he could burn the print. Because he didn't like the First Blood, how they had edited the first cut. And he, it's in the commentary too. And he said, I'll pay to buy I'll buy you guys out. I want to burn it. I don't like it. And they said, no, but we'll let you have a shot at editing it. And he's like, okay. And then, so what you see is his cut.
Okay.
So I'm glad he got involved that way. So.
Well, I want to see what their terrible cut was, just to know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of deleted scenes. If you watch the DVD, there's a lot of deleted scenes. You're like, what? Why was this in here? Yeah, just stuff that doesn't really go with the movie.
Gotcha.
That is my number 5, and that's your number 3, Kevin.
Yep.
Excellent.
Okay, so my number 4, back to the Patrick Swayze train.
Yeah.
And
Ghost?
Nope. no, we. It's the stream of the week. It's from 1984, and it's Red Dawn.
Oh, nice. Okay. I forgive you. I was going to talk about it, but there's enough things on my list that I can move around.
I love this movie.
I'll confess, it was my number 1, but I'll replace it.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
It was my number 1.
Okay, well, now I feel a little better that you took.
Yeah, but you could change your number 3, too. Change it.
No, I'll keep it.
I'm not going to keep it at 1. Just to spice it up.
All right.
Isn't it amazing?
This movie's great. And rewatching it recently, I never really fully paid attention, but I don't think I've ever realized like how talented of actors they have in it. All the little bit parts, I mean, from Harold Dean Stanton, the guy who plays Daryl, Ben Johnson, all these like older actors come in, Powers Booth, and they give just these great performances along with these very talented young actors. C. Thomas Howell, I think, steals the show at times. I mean, just his character arc is great. But
People listening now who haven't seen it and haven't seen those guys as young actors will be like, oh, Ponyboy is horrible now. No. He's still good.
He's still good. Southland.
But like back then, they had those guys at their prime.
Yeah.
When they were like amazing.
This was pre-prime. This was like at the beginning.
Yeah,
of the
this was before like, this Outsiders. Before,
yeah, this is before a lot of things.
This is 1984.
This is before Swayze did Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Because What's Your Name's in this too. Yeah. And they didn't like each other.
Yeah.
Jennifer Grey.
Yeah, they hated each other on set.
Yeah. This movie, have you just recently rewatched it at all?
Yes.
Okay, because I did too. I've rewatched it twice, like almost back to back. Because the themes of this movie are like the things that they explore are really. Have you guys seen
it? Oh, I rewatched it recently. Okay. It is very, very
gritty. Well, like for the time,
I was going to say very, very right wing.
Yes.
Yes.
But
I'm sorry. The scene where they go to the gun shop, like, oh, look, we have the registration. We know everyone who has a gun. I'm like, really? Paranoid. You are paranoid.
But for me, it was like some of the themes they explored were really good. Like just the fact that what's his name? Ponyboy. C. Thomas Howell. Like him, like being really innocent, and then like his progression to like, oh, first he's hunting an animal.
His baptism by
And then like
drinks it.
Yes, and then eventually like the betrayal by Daryl and like how that goes down. Like and then like the emotion after. It's really like it's really a deep movie, I think. A lot deeper than people thought at the time or think now, I think.
It's not
for me it was.
I agree with Ricardo. I mean, just talking about C. Thomas Howell, I mean, his progression of his character where he's just at first he's very whiny and very he shows a lot of emotion, and he's very childish, and then he just starts getting these like cold, dead stares where he'll just like almost stare off.
Oh, yeah, no, and I totally agree with that. I wasn't disagreeing with that part. Yeah. I don't think people discounted it for a lack of depth. I think they discounted it for being right-wing propaganda. That was, John Milius got in trouble for it being so far to the right and paranoid.
I'm glad he is, though.
Because I'm okay with it.
We wouldn't have gotten this gem.
We wouldn't have got Red Dawn. I mean, I don't think Conan the Barbarian would have been as bad as it is without John Milius. Like, I mean, I appreciate what he brought to the film, but I understand why he got so much shit for it from Hollywood.
This is like there's some scenes where like they're really emotional. I'm like, I don't remember this as a kid. Wow, like I'm getting all like weepy here.
Well, they get messed up.
Yeah, yeah. They do.
Wolverines.
Yeah. There's a scene where like it's a scene between Charlie Sheen and Patrick Swayze, and they're out like and like they're it's like fall, and then everything's like turning like orange.
And the one where they're like in like a field that's covered.
Yeah. And like Patrick Swayze's like kind of like looking over like, you know, Free America. And oh, no, I guess not Free America. They're trying to see how to get there. And
yeah.
And Charlie Sheen comes up and he's like, they're basically talking about how they're going to die. They're like, we're basically going to die here. Mm-hmm. We're not going to see Free America anymore. And like Patrick Swayze is like, what should we, are we doing right by like fighting or what should we do? And he's like, I'm with you, whatever you want to do. Yeah. And like, I'm like, oh no, no, Charlie, you're going to die.
Yeah, I have nothing against this movie. I love this movie. It's got great. I mean, Harry Dean Stanton.
Avenge me!
So good.
So good.
And just, I mean, the scene, they're in the classroom and they do start parachuting.
That
down.
Opening is amazing, how the teacher's just talking and he starts staring.
What's going
like,
on?
What the hell?
And then they just blow him away.
Yeah.
And the kid, am I in for?
Well, when the Soviets, right? The Soviets, they shoot at the window.
When,
Is it the Soviets?
No,
or
I think
it's Mexicans.
It's Mexicans
Mexico.
First. Yeah,
it's Mexico.
They jump.
No,
in first.
Weren't they Soviets at school though? They weren't.
No, at first it was
them brown looking. Really?
I mean, I know he does have command over Soviets, yeah. But I could have swore in the beginning they.
Maybe
they
you're were. Right, but they shoot at the classroom.
Yeah,
and one of the kids stays
they
out.
Shot the shot of the kid.
Yeah, and I'm like, whoa! They just shot a kid. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's messed up, which is. It's riveting, very, very, very much propaganda in a way. But yeah. Some of the most entertaining propaganda I've ever seen.
It's funny. The only thing, and I'm rewatching it and watching like interviews with John Milius. He said how the studio made him tack on the ending so it was more upbeat. Mm-hmm. Them going to the Rock, you know, mm-hmm. and, like the you see like what they wrote in the Rock. Mm-hmm. He's like, that was added. He's like, my movie ends before that scene. So his movie ends like in a downer.
Oh,
like when they die.
Yeah. 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 And
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Just, it's such a dark, like, so they find, when they find what Jennifer Grey and Leah Thompson,
yes.
Like, oh yeah, they were raped
yeah.
by Soviets. Yeah. Please take them. And yeah. so they're not raped anymore.
It's
and then
funny.
When Jennifer Grey bites it,
yeah.
it's shot by a helicopter.
Oh,
that's messed up.
And just that conversation they have afterwards where like she's what's his name? Patrick Swayze. He's with her, and he's like rubbing her face, and like cleaning the blood a little bit, and like he can't shoot her. Like, oh man, that like almost another scene that almost made me tear up. And then she's like, give me a grenade, and mm-hmm. the way she does it, so she's like, I'm gonna take somebody out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dying, but I'm still gonna take somebody mm-hmm. out. Go see that, streaming it right now.
It's so good.
Have you watched Netflix. The trailer for the remake yet?
Yes,
I haven't watched the trailer yet, but it's.
I'm glad because they kept a lot of the movies. This is my complaints with a lot of remakes. They change the names of characters for the sake of changing the names,
mm-hmm.
and they change the storyline or the theme just for the sake of it, so it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this movie because it seems like it's like we're just going to adapt it to the 21st century, 22nd century, and you know make the technology so it works. And this, some of the most of the key scenes are still in there.
Okay,
like the dad,
Avenge me.
It's a little different, but still it's there. All the scenes, like every scene that you're like, oh okay, that scene's in it. So there's a lot of cool things that they kept. It seems a lot of it.
All right. I mean, I was already excited about seeing the movie.
And the names of the characters are the same. And if you see who they cast in them. You could see that they're going to go through the same arcs of the spines of
and
the characters.
And they're talented. Like the young actors they got, like Josh Peck, he's good. Hutcherson is good.
Hutchinson's playing Charlie, C. Thomas Howell's part, which I'm excited to see how they play that part. And I think he's pretty talented. So.
Alrighty then.
I'm on board. And I like the director. I mean, he's done a lot of the stunts for like Bourne movies and stuff. So I'm excited. And Thor is amazing. I just call him Thor.
That's his official name now. Yeah.
Jenny, have you seen this?
No.
You got to check this out.
Yeah. It's so
you funny. Might not like it though, because it's a guy movie. It's people.
I think I like so. It.
But like Adam says, it's very right wing.
It's very
in a good
far
way.
To the right. Well, at the same time though, most okay. That's the other thing. 80s action I mean, it's the middle of the Reagan era. So,
yep.
I mean, essentially, an action movie in the 80s is just the Reagan era. It's like, mm-hmm. we're the best.
I'm glad.
We just shoot everyone. Take what we want.
America.
We're the badass. And we're really pissed off about Vietnam still. Yeah. Which, wait, is it my turn now?
Yeah, and the communists suck.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Which talking about Reagan and being pissed off about Vietnam, that goes perfectly well with my movie.
Your number four?
My number four. Missing in Action 2.
Ooh.
The beginning. Because for some reason, this is the one I watched all the time when I was a kid. Like, I don't remember when I first saw the first Missing in Action, but I always watch Missing in Action 2. The beginning.
I and love me some Chuck Norris.
Which is essentially Rambo First Blood Part 2, but with Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And more karate. Like, seriously. More, exact more same kicks. Movie. Same movie. He uses the same gun.
Mm-hmm.
The same popping out of the water shot, killing everybody.
Yep.
Gets tortured. Gets thrown in the pit. Has to save the refuge, or save the POWs. It's literally...
Well, same
it's
movie.
It's not literally the same movie, but it's practically basically, the same movie. For all
similar.
Intents and purposes, it's the same movie.
So if you're more of a martial arts guy, Chuck Norris guy, then you go see Missing Action 2. If you're more like, I want to see...
If you want to see Sly greased up and muscly and blowing everything up.
And fucking people up. Yeah.
And with the leeches.
With the leeches.
That was a scary scene.
See, this one, instead of the leeches, it's got I will never forget the scene where they're torturing Chuck Norris and they put his head in a bag with a rat.
Oh.
That was messed up. And then they get pissed off because he kills the rat.
Yeah.
He kills the rat in the bag. He bites it to death.
He
eats the rat.
Well, no, I think the rat bit Chuck Norris and then died. He's like, oh, Chuck Norris is poisonous.
Because they take the mask off. I think they make reference to Chuck Norris jokes.
I heard.
But they take the hood off his head, and he's got the rat in his teeth. It's like, dude,
this guy's
badass.
I like Missing Night. I love all the Chuck Norris movies. Every time I think of Chuck Norris, I'm like, this guy fought Bruce Lee in a movie. That's awesome.
He did.
Yeah,
it was tough for me to go with this one. There were two Chuck Norris movies that meant a lot to me during the 80s. I don't know if I should say the other one.
And don't say it because it might be on my list.
Okay.
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 All right. Awesome. Jenny?
What number are we on?
Were you Skyping or something? What are you
we're
doing?
Number four.
Just like boring.
Who cares about Chuck Norris in Vietnam?
Okay, so my number four, this is another one. It might be more of a sci-fi movie, but I'm going to say action and go with Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
Because it can be action.
There's action in it.
There's action in it.
Sci-fi action. I would have half and half, I think.
I think you cheated on this, but we'll allow it.
I cheated?
I feel like this isn't an action movie. Does it say action in the description of the movie?
It's
That's how I go.
It's a sci-fi comedy.
Go down and see the
It should be on the top, shouldn't it? Right under the title.
Whatever. I think it's action. I don't care. I don't care.
All right. Well, I like Ghostbusters. One or two?
One. I prefer one.
Are you one of those people who are like, it's one movie, guys? One and two make up one movie. You can't have one without the other.
Even Bill Murray's not one of those people.
Bill Murray's like, I wrote them as one movie, but the studio split it up. No.
That never happened.
Ghostbusters Part 1.
Because he didn't write either of them.
Oh, all right. Who was it? Dan Aykroyd?
And Ramis.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like this movie. I like Rick Moranis.
I feel like we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. We've talked about it enough. We love this movie. There's nothing negative we can say about this movie, really.
I mean, I would hang out with people just to play with, because I didn't have a proton pack, just so I could go play with the proton pack.
Oh, yeah. All of my fake friends were ones that had Ghostbusters things. Like, oh, you've got the proton pack? Yeah. Oh, you've got Ecto-1?
Yeah.
I want to play with Ecto-1 so bad.
You're like, hey, what are you doing today?
Can I come over to your house?
I didn't have any of the toys.
I only had one. I had the one toy. I mean, beside the one action figure from the Ghostbusters that you needed, I had Peter Venkman.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That was it.
Yeah.
I wish I had Ecto-1. That would have been awesome.
Ecto-1. Yeah. I was so jealous of those kids.
Oh wait.
Yeah.
I forgot. I had two. I also had Egon, but it was not from the movie. It was from the real Ghostbusters. It was the blonde.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, you would squeeze his arms and his hair would pop off his head.
Yep.
His eyes would pop.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
I love that cartoon. Do you remember that cartoon?
No.
Oh, you got to go back and rewatch that.
It's good
Those
stuff.
Are good. Those are really good. Are they the same voices?
I don't think so.
No, right?
Different voices. All right. My number, are we at four?
Yes.
All right. Well, my number four is from, where am I talking? 1987, and it's Running Man.
Oh, yeah. You said that already.
Yeah. We said that already.
We've established this.
I just started again.
How am I not myself?
Arnold Schwarzenegger in a tight spandex suit, and he's getting shot through like this like bullet type thing, and it's got Jesse the Body Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And
Jim Brown.
Yeah, and that's true.
Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson's so good.
The movie starts off amazing because it's Arnold with a beard. I mean, it's something you don't get to see too many times. Remember, he's got that collar, and that's how they escape from the jail, and that's how they get put in the game?
Yeah, yep. But I don't remember him having a beard.
Oh, he had a beard.
I do remember the beard.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't know if he actually grew that beard.
Yeah. But. Well, the movie starts off, and he's a helicopter pilot.
Yeah, I remember that part.
Yeah.
And then, I remember them re-editing the footage. But it was weird how sort of prophetic this movie is with the reality shows and, like, Rankin editing and stuff and the things that they do in this movie where it's like, all right, well, this is what really happened, but we're going to re-edit reality and play it for the people and... Like just, the hell with you, and he shoots into the crowd with the helicopter. Oh, and Richard Yaphet Kotto.
Yep,
he's badass.
And all like the themes of the guys, you know, like you had the guy with like the chainsaw, the ice guy, the hockey guy, right? Which is the ice guy. What was Jesse the Body Ventura?
Captain Freedom.
Yeah. I love this movie because it's kind of like the Hunger Games a little bit as well. Like it's a little bit of a lot of movies.
But originally.
Yes. Originally, yeah. Stephen King. That's what I'm saying.
It's everything that came after it. This is kind of like the original.
Anyone's ever done anything about a reality show.
Death Race. Involved killing. Well, I guess Death Race was the original.
Death Race 9000?
2000.
Was it 2000? I thought it was
9000. The one with Stallone.
Yeah. Was that a reality? Was it televised? I've never seen the original Death Race.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh.
I've only seen Death Race. The Jason Statham Death
Forget
Race.
About it. Jeez. No, the one with Stallone and David Carradine.
It's so good.
That was the original like TV show with like the violent TV show, reality show. And this was kind of like I guess the what it spawned. And I love this movie. It's just so cool. So like the future is so like not cool.
Nice dystopian, Big Brother esque type.
Yeah.
1984 future.
Yeah,
Richard Dawson is the man.
Yeah,
with the TV network.
I just loved like the little old lady who
wins
the board game.
It's really creepy because it's like the Running Man board game, and like she's like, so excited about it, and I like how everybody's like betting on it, and like that's really creepy. Have you seen this, Jenny?
I don't think so.
It's
another one you got to put on the list.
I'm lacking on my. I feel like this is apparently
very. Well, I mean, you weren't a dude in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you have that going against you.
Yeah, you were out watching Top Gun.
Yeah, there you go.
With TC, Tom Cruise. Anyway, no need to talk more about it.
It's pretty great. Running Man's it's pretty awesome. Ridiculous. Nothing like the book.
No.
Nope.
No. I was really disappointed when I read the book, and I'm like, oh, no, nothing like the movie.
No fireball.
They'll teach me to read the book. Yeah. That is my number four, Running Man.
Okay, number three for me was Rambo First Blood Part 2.
All right.
So we're on number three. All right. I'm going to go 1985's Commando.
Nice.
We hit the spot at the same time. That's my number three.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about how awesome this movie is.
It's so badass. It's just so ridiculous.
Just Commando. One word. Commando.
Just such a ridiculous... I feel like... Part of me feels like this should be number one because it's like the epitome of all ridiculous action movies.
Yep.
Where it's just like he's got this sort of cloudy, vague military background that he just gets pulled back into this military coup and just fucks shit up for an hour and a half and like gets away with everything.
John Matrix.
Just ridiculous things like ripping seats out of Porsches and like people like doing drive-bys in the middle of the morning off of dump trucks.
When his car doesn't work, he just screw it. He just pushes it off the cliff and just rides down.
Yeah.
Who's the bad guy in it? What's his name? Vern something?
Wells has
Vernon
been
Wells. Yeah. I think I've told you guys a story about the tight clothes.
Yeah.
How I always thought it was really odd that he had really tight clothes. And it was because the actor that was playing that part got fired. And he was a little smaller, and they couldn't find, they just didn't have time or the money to go to shop for this guy.
But it added to it.
Yeah.
It really did.
He was so bad, he was just bursting out of his clothes.
Yeah.
And he also reminded me of a roided out Robert Shaw.
Yes. Yes.
Like, he's just going to mess something up.
Yeah. And he played a creepy bad guy as well in a movie called Inner Space with Martin Short.
Yes, oh, yeah.
And he played that assassin with a weird hand that was not a real hand. But yeah, this movie's amazing. Alyssa Milano stars as his daughter. She's like 12 years old in this. And a lot of great actors. The Colonel in this movie is awesome. I like him.
I don't remember who played the Colonel. I remember Dan Hedaya as like the leader of the
Cuban.
The quote-unquote Cuban. What was the...
Well, yeah, it's funny. In the 80s, when they wanted the code word, they didn't want to say Cuba. You know, straight out, like, we don't want to say we're fighting Cuba. So they made this fake country up called Valverde.
The green.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And
I remember he was like the guy who was leading the coup.
Yeah.
And
he's supposed to be Valverdean. Cuban. Yeah. And
Radon Chong.
Yes.
I remember.
Really good looking lady.
Oh, yeah.
She's very pretty.
And the guy from the Warriors who played, what was his?
David Patrick Kelly.
Yeah, what was his character's name?
Sully.
Sully.
Sully. Remember when I told you I'd kill you last? I lied. And he drops him off.
And
it's so good.
The guy that they fight hand to hand, the African American actor, who's amazing. Bill Duke. I love Bill Duke.
Bill Duke is great.
Bill Duke, a really young Bill Duke. I love this actor.
I feel like Bill Duke is ageless. He doesn't ever. He always looks the same to me.
I think I saw him what on The Shield, and he looked exactly the same.
I feel the same way. I think all African American actors have the thing where they don't age. You can't tell if they're like early 30s or late 50s.
Carl Weathers ages.
Yeah. Well, there's exceptions to every role, but this is a guy where he looks just as he looks the same as he looks now than in that movie.
Yes.
I just saw him. They were showing X-Men 3 on TV, and he comes out in that for a little bit.
He's, I don't remember that. He's a director too.
Yeah,
he directed.
And he looks the same.
What was that movie? I can't remember off the top of my head.
He's a good director.
Raging Harlem.
Yeah,
he directed Raging Harlem, which I really like.
Really good movie.
Yeah, really fun, really ridiculous. Again, he knows how to do everything. He knows how to fly a plane. He knows how to. He's an explosives expert.
And when he runs out of bullets,
he's a one-man lumberjack. When he's cutting down the forest at the beginning, that's the best opening ever, which is him
and the huge log, and he's just carrying it on his shoulders. I remember as a kid being like, "Man, when I grow up, I want to be that strong."
Yeah,
where you're like, fuck machinery, just carry a huge log on my shoulder. I'll just take off my shirt and put it so I don't get scratched.
And it's not even a log. It's a tree. Oh, he's carrying a tree. He cut off the top and the roots, and he's carrying a tree.
Yeah. And you believe it, because like the way they shoot the movie, you're like...
Wait, you mean he wasn't really carrying that tree? I thought he was really carrying that tree.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Arnold could carry the tree. Yeah, he was Mr. Universe.
Yeah, probably. And then it's all serious, and then Alyssa Milano shows up. And then he gets all cutesy. He's like putting ice cream in her face and throwing her in a pool. And it's like, whoa, this isn't tough, Arnold.
And then bad guys show up and shit gets real.
Mm-hmm. And he's all stay downwind because he can smell you. He's like, you could smell them? He's like, yes, you can't.
And then he's just got another movie with great one-liners. Like when they kidnap him when they're trying to make him help them overthrow Valverde.
Yeah.
And they send him on the plane with the guy, and he kills the guy with the pillow.
Well, he breaks his neck, first of all.
Right.
Oh, and then he puts the pillow.
But he was doing it, like, he was pretending like he was fluffing the pillow, and then he uses it to break the guy's neck.
No. He's fluffing the pillow, and then he hits him in the nose, and then he breaks his neck.
And he's like, don't wake my friend. He's dead tired.
He's dead tired.
And then he jumps off of the plane. He climbs out of the landing gear and jumps off while it's taking off.
That was always amazing. Baffled me.
Amazing. Oh my gosh, I love this. It's so ridiculous.
It baffled me how they even did that stunt, because there's no CGI back then. And
he really did that.
he's like, take me up, and I jump. My other favorite line is when the guy stays behind, the bad guy, and he's like, cooperate, and she'll live, right? And he's like, wrong. Bam, shoots him in the forehead. But yeah, great movie. Jenny, enough talk about Commando. What's going on with you?
Okay, so my number three is another Schwarzenegger one, and it's another one I feel like we've probably talked about.
We're going to talk about
the second one
another
a lot
hour.
More, but this one is 80s, so Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
let's go an hour into Terminator.
No, I mean, I know we've talked about it before, so we don't have to do that. But
we do.
It's a good one.
It's Terminator. You always have to talk about it. When
it's Terminator. I just rewatched this just specifically for this podcast. I love the font.
Of the font?
I'm in love with the font of the title.
Let's not parse hairs here. I want to talk about the font.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the font of the Terminator.
I remember as a kid being like,
welcome back,
Fresher. I want a computer that types that. Because it said it would do the director's name. And then it would blank.
Now you're making me flashback to Mr. Scott, the other Scott, Top Gun Scott. Maybe James Cameron took his training for sex scenes from the Scott School of sex
scenes.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
His weird sex scene.
Yeah. And I just recently rewatched this whole movie, and of course I caught the sex scene. It doesn't match. Like, the editing is, like, doesn't work in the sex scene.
Well, I mean, when you have sex, it refracts time and space.
Yeah.
At least when I
apparently do. There's no continuity in this movie. But I love this movie. This movie is amazing. James Cameron did the miniatures for this, which
really?
Is yeah. I love this movie.
That
the stop motion Terminator when he's walking down
fuck.
The hall,
creepy
as hell.
Creepy.
Yeah, and then it just the fact that he comes out of the fire, that freaked me out. I was like, whoa, what's going on? What kind of devil is this? That's like really shiny. I couldn't understand as a kid that it was a robot. When I first saw it, I didn't understand.
Well, yeah,
the robot.
It looks like a demon from, like, yeah. A metallic demon from hell.
Yeah, yeah.
I was terrified. I loved and was terrified of this movie as a child.
Yeah, I remember my dad. The only thing he told me is like, he's like, "No, your veins. You're not a robot underneath.
No,
so don't try to do that."
Open your skin.
I know, because at one point he like cuts like on his hand. He cuts and you could see the mechanisms of his hand. And then my dad turned around. He's like, "Do not do that. You're not a robot." but yeah, and then the eye, when he cuts out the eye, that was creepy. But good pick. I'm glad you put it on there because I wanted to put it on there, but I've talked about it
way
too much.
I feel like I use it on sci-fi or something, horror. I don't
yeah.
know.
Sci-fi, time point. Travel.
Yeah.
It works.
I've used T2 a lot, but I haven't used the first one.
I've used Terminator for sex scenes.
Sex scenes, that's right.
Action, sci-fi, time travel, and chase films.
And we haven't even done robot movies yet.
Oh, it's going to be a robot movie. All right. Where are we at? 3, 2?
You're number 3.
3.
Commando. So, to you.
Okay. So, my number 2. This was tough. My number 1 and 2 are kind of tied. But they're both from the same year. I went with, from 1987, I went with Predator.
Ooh.
Nice. That's also my number 2.
I'm glad it's on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
This was a really tough one. Again, because of the whole genre thing, like, aliens, horror, science fiction, action.
This is basically, this could be time travel as well. We don't know. We don't know where the predators come from. It could be time travelers.
True.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Know. We don't know a lot about it. A lot of things.
What?
We can make up our own stuff.
All right.
You could say that about pretty much any
Wait,
movie. We don't know
no.
where these characters come from.
I'll tell you why. Because in the sequel, there's a T-Rex head in the ship. There's a...
Well, that, I thought it just was implying that they've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
To me, it implied that they were time travelers.
Yeah, nope. I would not use this
really?
The time.
Yeah,
time
no.
Travel.
I always assumed that they were just doing this forever. Like,
yeah.
Well, at the end of that one, when the guy gives him
the old
musket.
Timey, yeah, musket. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And then also, not that I like this movie, but it just kind of adds, lends credence to my thought that they've been doing it forever. The whole predators having that Arctic base that they made
oh,
where they harvest
right.
aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
put there at the beginning of
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't so. Condone that movie, but
I don't condone it either.
I did enjoy some of the themes in that.
I like how violent Alien vs. Predator Requiem is.
This just in. Top Gun director Tony Scott dies at 68. Apparently jumped off an LA County bridge. Wow.
Like just now?
What?
Just now. I'm getting this through the wire, through Jay Coyle.
The
Michelle's
wire.
Dead.
The wire.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, we should look that up, see what's, yeah. what else is going on. Apparently, he jumped off a LA County bridge. So, that is nuts.
Holy crap.
That is crazy. Tony Scott. And we were literally just talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
So, now you know when we recorded this on Sunday, the day Tony Scott died. While you're pulling that up, where are we talking? Oh, is that it? Really? Wow. Can't believe we literally were just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, that's sad.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to get Top Gun 2. All right. Where are we at?
We were talking about Predator.
Predator. How bad is Predator?
It's so good. I mean, it's got some great lines. I mean, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Yeah.
I love that line so much. Arnold Shane is Black. So badass. And I was, as a kid, I always remember thinking that Billy's character, when he just takes the knife and cuts his chest, was just so, I was like, who the hell is this guy? He's just going to go up. He's going to cut his chest. He knows he's probably going to die, but he's just like, fuck it. I'm going to take this thing on and fight it.
Did you know that, again, in the I watched too many commentaries. They had two security guards following the actor. What's his name? Billy, the guy that plays Billy.
Sonny Landham.
Yeah, Landham. Yeah, Landham. They had two securities on set with him all the time, and everybody was like, "Why does he have two? Why does he have two security?" He's like, "That's for your protection." Apparently, he was nuts and he was an alcoholic, and he was notoriously known for just starting fights. So he was there to protect everybody else on set from him. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's badass though.
He really is.
He throws his gun and he's like, screw it, I'm going to fly this guy, man. And apparently not that badass because he died very fast.
Yeah.
I still think he's badass.
He's still badass.
He's in 48 Hours also. He's badass in that.
He was a tracker. He's like.
But you know, Van Damme was originally the alien.
Yeah, and he quit.
The Predator. He got fired.
He got fired?
He was too small and the costume was stupid.
Oh, that's right. He was the original.
Different. Yeah, the original Predator.
Which is on the DVD. It looked really like cartoonish.
It was very weird. Yeah. It looked like a. I feel like it looked kind of like a miniature giraffe thing.
Yeah, like kind of like an elephant too. It had like a little tusk.
It was weird.
And it was like
he kept passing out.
That's right.
Because his suit got ruined.
Oh, okay.
He kept passing out. But seriously, also
good at Roundhouse.
Having what's his name? Who played the Predator? That guy. That
Something Walker. This really tall guy.
Yeah,
and the walk he had, like he had like a weird walk.
It's Kevin Peter Hall.
Kevin Peter Hall.
Jenny, do you have any updates on this Tony Scott thing? What else did you read?
Just that they found a suicide note at his office.
Yeah.
Really? Suicide, huh?
Yeah.
That sucks. Damn it. Such a good director. All right. I love Predator. Back to Predator. Sorry, guys.
Let's go positive here. He will be missed.
He will be missed.
By the time you hear this, you'll already know that he's dead.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring you down again.
Yeah. Sorry to remind you. But that's crazy that we're talking about 80s action movies.
We just found out while we were recording this.
Yeah.
Podcast.
The Last Boy Scout. So many 80s action. Well, not that's like 90s.
That's 90s.
I just mean, in general, yeah. Action movies.
Yeah. Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
Enemy of the State.
So many. Anyway, Predator, awesome. The actor in it is amazing. I think that actor's still playing the Predator in
that. He died.
Really?
Yeah.
So I wonder who played it in the Predator movies.
In Alien vs. Predator?
Yeah.
Well, they've got a bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. But so do you guys like the sequels? Don't like the sequels?
I love Predator, but I'm probably the only person who ever says this. I prefer Predator 2.
Yeah.
But it's not an 80s movie.
You shouldn't be on this
interesting
podcast.
Yeah.
I love Predator 2. I'm sorry. I just love
Is it the future?
How much crazier that movie is. Like, I love Predator, but Predator 2 is retardedly crazy. Like, you got Gary Busey being crazy. You got Danny Glover being crazy.
Yeah.
You got the Predator being crazy.
Bill Paxton.
You've got Maria crazy Jamaican cults.
Yeah.
Drug dealers. I love how crazy that movie is.
Yeah. He gets killed by a bunch of aliens. What's the actor? Bill Paxton.
Yeah, he's been killed by the Predator, by the Terminator, and by aliens.
Wow.
I think he's the only person you can say that.
Trifecta.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
I love the sequel as well, but not as much as I like the original.
Yeah, no, I've rewatched the original so many times.
When they shake hands and the muscles, bam! Yes. That's awesome.
Got you pushing papers.
Yeah.
I love Predator, but I just
Bill Duke in it.
Yeah, Bill Duke being badass, shaving all the time.
Oh, yeah,
in the
shaving
when it's hot. It's like, crazy.
He's just got like you can just see his face covered in sweat, and he's sitting there
with the Bic razor.
Yeah,
and then
Bic
the
razor
point where he loses it and he cuts
himself. Yeah, he just starts pressing into his face.
Is it hard to shave when you're sweating?
It's dry. There's no shaving cream. He's just shaving with sweat.
Oh, okay.
So the worst times to shave
it's
is the summer. Mm-hmm. And so it's hot, it's summer, and he's in the jungle in the middle of the sweltering
jungle. The
worst time
to shave when it's summer? Why is that?
When it's hot. Well, because just the heat. Yeah. Heat and shaving, they don't go well together.
Like shaving really?
Your face. Yeah, it's, okay. it's not pleasant.
Well, temperature. But you want heat on your face because it opens up your pores. Well, yeah. But it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not because you're just sweating.
It's really not the same.
You get razor burn when it's sweaty.
Yeah,
when you're sweating.
And he's in the middle of the jungle. With just,
well, yeah, that's
with just a little
Bic. Or crappy Bic razor.
Soap or anything. Just
dragging it on.
When he cuts himself, he breaks the Bic in half.
Yeah.
He just breaks it.
Because he's just sitting there like pressing it into his face and it just snaps.
Yeah, because he's kind of like losing it.
He loses it.
Yeah.
He's losing it. And knowing Bill Gary for some reason.
As badass as he looks, he probably really did it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Shane Black is in this movie. Mm-hmm. Director, the future director of
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang,
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Iron Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man 3, and he was sent. He was a writer, and he had no aspirations of acting, but he was sent by Joel Silver to spy on the director on this movie.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And on set, he was really like, this guy's awesome. Like, I don't have nothing to spy on. You know? So he wrote Lethal Weapon while he was there, just hanging out. So. I'm glad he was hired for this because he wrote Lethal Weapon.
Did we mention Carl Weathers again?
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
Yeah. I love this movie. I love the Carl Weathers Schwarzenegger interaction. I wish Carl Weathers was in an Expendables movie. I don't know why he isn't in one of the Expendables. Maybe Expendables 3.
Expendables 3.
I like the introduction of Arnold's character when he's like it's like really dark in the chopper. And you see like him light the cigar.
Yep.
Actually, it's funny. He didn't really light the cigar.
He did
because of the fuel and he couldn't officially light a cigar on the helicopter.
Okay.
So they digitally added the smoke and the red burning of the cigar. Interesting fact.
I didn't know.
DVD
that.
Features. Nerd. Where are we at?
To Adam.
To me. All right. I think I'm gonna throw a wild card in here right now. Maybe it's not a wild card to some people. Maybe people are like, oh, I know what Him or Two is going to be. But I like to think it's a wild card. It's from 1989. A little movie called Cyborg.
Nice.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Dude, it's literally, I took it off earlier. It was, this and Kickboxer was on the list. Cyborg is a little gem.
I love this movie so much as a kid. This was another tape that I wore out.
I haven't rewatched it, but I remember watching it a lot when I was younger.
I haven't rewatched it recently, I'm not going to lie, but I watched it so much, I vividly remember it. I remember how cheesy it is, how crazy and weird and bizarre it is, and I loved it.
I didn't rewatch it as a kid that many times because I hated the villain. He creeped me out because he was like African American, but he had like blue eyes.
Yes,
and I'm like, whoa, 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 what's going on? And he like knows karate, and he's got like dreadlocks, kind of, but not really. And Van Damme doing the splits against two walls.
Yep.
You're welcome, America.
I don't even know the name of the guy who played the bad guy.
We don't even need to talk about him. He's just creepy.
He was in Point Break, though, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I terrifying.
Hope, yeah, I don't ever see that guy ever again.
If you run into him,
if I run into him in like an alley, I'd just freak out. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, "What the f?"
Is that are his eyes naturally that
yes.
blue?
Yes.
So they're like that in Point Break too.
Yes.
Point Break too.
They are.
Jesus.
Not Point Break 2, just Point Break.
Oh, okay.
Not the sequel.
Fortunately, in Point Break, though, he's not wearing that weird chainmail thing.
Yeah.
That makes him extra creepy.
Yeah. And then, like, that woman that has, like, the cyborg head. Well, the cyborg.
The cyborg in Cyborg.
Creepy. Because she was good-looking, and then she takes off her wig, and you're like, whoa, she's a robot. How could she be good-looking? robots look like Arnold. But, yeah. This is a creepy movie.
It's really sci-fi. Weird. It's very bizarre.
Like, sci-fi.
I was always confused on the whole cyborg thing, because it was just weird to me that it was called Cyborg, but she's, like, barely part of it.
Yes. And did he or did he not have... sex with the cyborg.
He doesn't have sex with the cyborg.
It was another
he has
girl.
Sex with the girl that mm-hmm. gets killed.
Oh, okay.
The one that like strips down naked at the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I first started thinking about girls. I'm like, oh, hey, naked on the beach.
Yeah.
That's, I get it now.
Interesting.
Just ridiculous. But okay, the crucifixion scene. Do you remember the crucifixion scene? After they beat him, after they get to the beach, after he and the girl get to the beach and she goes frolicking naked into the beach, the bad guys show up and they crucify Van Damme on the mast of that ship.
That's right.
Yes.
And he like freaks out and like the vultures are picking at him and he breaks the he breaks the mask. Like, he kicks the mask until it breaks and it falls down, and the girl comes, shows up and saves him. Yeah. But that scene just messed with me to no end.
Yeah. That was creepy. Yeah. This whole movie is really creepy. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's putting me in a bad head. No,
but I'm going to give you a little extra creepy button on this movie. You know about the guy who went blind, right?
What?
No.
The black guy, the black member of the villain's gang in the fight scene. He had a lawsuit about this. In the final fight scene in the rain, I guess Van Damme missed his mark and kicked him in the eyes, and he went blind.
Really?
What? Yeah. So I remember this on like Entertainment Tonight back in the day.
So Van Damme's kick so strong that he kicked the
side out of a dude.
Wow.
Worse than Chuck Norris, dude. That's crazy. I'm sure that, I don't even want to think about that.
Just so don't let him kick you.
No, don't let Van Damme roundhouse you, because he will make you go blind.
Yeah.
Jenny, where are we at? Two?
Oh.
Two.
Yeah, that's right. My number two is Predator.
Oh.
That's right. Sorry.
All
right.
My number two is, where are we? Where are we at? My number two is from 1981, and it is Escape from New York.
I wanted to put it on here, but so I'm glad that you did.
I love this movie. This movie takes place in 1997. It's weird. It was the setting of it is in 97, but it was filmed in 81. It's John Carpenter. Enough said, I think.
Yeah. It's John Carpenter with like the character named Snake Plissken.
I love the voice. Call me Snake. Ernest Borgnine's in it. Lee Van Cleef. Lee Van Cleef is awesome because I was already in love with him because of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And then, bam, he shows up in a sci-fi movie. And I'm like, awesome. I'm on board.
A John Carpenter sci-fi movie.
Yes.
Even better.
When, a sci-fi during western. During his prime, when John Carpenter was just turning out great movies.
Yeah.
What else is there to say about this movie? The score is amazing.
Yes.
Just like Kurt Russell's voice, the way he talks, like he's just doing Clint Eastwood, really. I feel like Clint Eastwood with an eye patch in the future. But yeah, basically New York is now like a penitentiary. Like that's where they kind of send all the criminals, and the president is kidnapped and taken to New York.
Donald Pleasance.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
I mean, not really. Kit, I thought he
crashes. He crashes.
His plane crashes.
He's already there.
Yeah.
They just grab him.
Yeah.
Then his pod, like he kind of ejected.
His escape pod. And then Isaac Hayes.
Yeah. And,
yes.
And
Adrian Barbeau.
Yes. And Kurt Russell is a criminal who they inject him, right, in this one too?
Yes.
And they
yes.
inject him with like a virus or something, and he has like 24 or 48 hours to like get the president and get back and get the antidote. And I'm not going to lie, I love Escape from LA as well.
Really?
I don't care. I love it.
Really?
Yes.
You went there.
I don't know. I just rewatched it recently. I don't know if I could say.
Did you rent it or how did you watch it?
I may have got.
You paid $2 to see it?
I may have paid $2 to see it.
Wow. I want to see it again.
Have you seen it recently?
No.
I just remember watching it all the time back in the day.
Bruce Campbell was in it.
Yes.
That Bruce Campbell's in a lot of movies. And that doesn't automatically mean the movie is good.
He's
sorry.
Great in that scene, but yeah, the movie's not.
I gotta rewatch it.
He surfs like the fault.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, go.
There's a chase scene with a car and Snake Plissken surfing the fault line.
Nope. No.
That happened in the movie.
Rewatch Escape from New York, then rewatch LA and go, okay, never mind.
Stacy Keach is in it.
Stacy Keach.
All right. Well,
Cliff Roberts.
Cliff Roberts. Yeah, that is my number two. Escape from New York. Kevin.
Okay. Recap. 5 was Roadhouse. 4 Red Dawn. 3 First Blood Part 2. 2 Predator. And my number 1, also from 1987, RoboCop.
Yes, I'm glad you put it on there.
Because I haven't talked about this movie yet. I know it's been talked about before, but I love, 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 love this movie. And I thoroughly enjoyed it as much as like when I was younger, but now I rewatch it here and there, and it's really a very inspiring movie to make you want to go out and make a movie. I really think it's probably Verhoeven's best work. But
I will second that.
It is so good, and the violence is so intense.
So you're talking about the unrated version?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my problem with the Blu-ray of this. They don't have the unrated
version. A choice. There's no choice.
Yeah.
It's just the R version.
Yeah, that's I'm but at the same time I benefited from that. I'm like, all right, cool. So now there's idiots selling their Criterion copies for cheap because mm-hmm. they want to get the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It's like you're lost, dude.
And really, it's out of print. So I want to pick up did you get a copy of it?
Yeah.
We should have like the movie night.
Yes.
Nice. I love RoboCop. I love the score.
The score is great.
Same guy that did Conan. The Barbarian. Oh.
Did I have this on a list? I feel like I had it on Sci-Fi.
I think
maybe.
You did. You did.
Because we both did.
Okay, yeah. Because I do. It's one of my favorites. Still great.
Yeah.
Still great.
Still love it. Still love good. The violence. Love the all the commercials. And
yes, the commercials.
And the news updates.
Are brilliant. And they're so well done.
I love that
in
about
the
Paul Verhoeven.
Version, the, he likes those, and he also likes unisex showers.
Yes. He loves unisex showers.
He does.
I was watching Starship Trooper and one of the like commentary things was that the girls were like, we'll agree to do it, but you and the cinematographer have to agree to do it naked, mm-hmm. like the scene you have to watch it, and they said, all right. Paul Verhoeven was like, yeah, sure,
I'm European. He's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Legally insane. Yep.
Yeah,
he really is.
Captain, yeah. I
mean, the villains are amazing in this. The actors who play the villains are so good.
Kirkwood Smith.
So good.
Psycho.
He's so good.
Dick Jones.
Yeah.
OCP.
Yeah. He's a...
Miguel Ferrer. I don't like cops.
Yes.
Don't like me. He's so good. Let's just go watch it.
And then he spits in Robocop's
yes.
face.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
He spits a lot in this movie.
Yeah.
He does. Because
he spits on the cop's desk.
He
yeah.
puts his gum on the woman's name tag.
Thing. Yeah.
I'll count that as spitting.
Yeah.
It was in his mouth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy, creepy movie. Creepy villains. Awesome. I love it. There's nothing negative to say about this movie. The crazy stop motion.
Ed 209.
Ed 209.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you guys feel about the remake?
I heard bad things about the script already.
See, I was, because I decided to start reading more about it recently, and I was like, okay, director's cool.
Yeah.
The cast is
Joel
pretty cool.
Kinnaman.
I was interested in like where they were planning on going story wise. I was reading about that, but if you're saying the script isn't good, then that sucks.
Yeah, I heard like a credible source read the script, and they're like, he's like, I hope it's the first draft, and then they changed it because he's like, nah, I don't think it's good. But yeah, I love the cast and I love the director's amazing. The actors who's playing RoboCop's great. So who knows? We'll have to wait on that one.
I mean, it's not like it's going to take anything away from the original.
We always
have the original.
I will watch the original no matter what.
Except RoboCop 3. Frank Miller. Sorry.
Oh, Robert John Burke.
Yeah.
You poor guy.
All right. Where are we at? That was your number one.
Yep.
I love that you did that because I was going to do that. I'm glad I didn't.
Damn it. I was hoping you were going to do something else to make my number one easier to go with, but whatever. okay. So my recap. My number five was Action Jackson. My number four was Missing in Action 2, The Beginning. My number three was Commando. Wait. What number was that? And so my number two was Cyborg. And my number one... This is really tough. I'm just gonna cheat. I'm gonna do a tie because I can never pick between these two. I love them both equally. 1987 and 1988, Lethal Weapon and Die Hard.
I did Die Hard. All number right. one.
Well,
okay.
Then she could pick Die
you
Hard.
You get Die Hard. I'll do Lethal Weapon.
There you
then.
Go.
All right. So, just I love the Lethal Weapon trilogy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Okay.
The third one is really cheesy, but I was just at the right age where I really enjoyed it still. It's really silly, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this first one.
Torture scene.
It's just so badass. The torture scene. Again, Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Basically, there was a certain period of time where you put Gary Busey in your movie, and I was like, all right.
I'm in.
This shit's going to get crazy.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Someone's going to get tortured.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get their nipples electrocuted.
Something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he's just gonna scare me.
You're gonna have Mel Gibson running barefoot, with jeans.
With jeans,
yeah,
crazy.
With the crazy lion like hair. Remember that? It wasn't a mullet.
Yeah.
It wasn't a mullet. It was just
that
like
was a mullet.
Just wild hair.
It was very mullet.
Really?
That's the other. That's the other. Another episode we need to have the best mullet.
Best mullet.
Oh yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, hard target.
Ooh.
Blew your load early, dude.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's just so much fun.
Yeah.
Shane Black. I still haven't read the script, but I've heard nothing but great things. Just
I wouldn't be surprised.
How crazy awesome his script was and just how, like, the swearing, like, not just in the dialogue, but his swearing in the description of the scene.
Yes.
He's like, and then he pulls out a fucking gun. Like, that sounds pretty awesome. It sounds like Shane Black. I should read that.
Like, it's written. I read some of it. It's written like he was telling you the story.
Okay.
Like, it's written like Shane Black's right there, and it's like, all right, so this fucker, right? So there's a lot of cursing in the description of things, and not necessarily in the dialogue. But yeah, this is why I'm excited about Iron Man 3.
Yes.
This man, Shane Black.
Shane Black is so good.
He's one of the writers on it, so it's going to be amazing, crazy.
I hope there's a Val Kilmer cameo.
I hope so.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The stuff we did see at Comic-Con, I loved. Mm-hmm. So I'm on board.
Lucky bastards.
And I like, what makes me like it even more is just when he talks about it.
Yeah.
And kind of just studying the character, it just shows that there's a person who understands Tony Stark. And as a writer and a director, he's just going to be able to tell a great story.
And he knows Robert Downey really well.
Yeah.
I feel so.
Well, he helped reinvigorate his career. So I think.
And I like that. Shane Black is a really good buddy.
Yes.
Like movie. Like he writes well, like ensemble, like teams. On screen.
Yeah.
He's good at the back and forth.
Yes. And I feel like War Machine and him are going to have like good rapport because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I can see that.
So.
Yeah. And Mel Gibson and Danny Glover are great together in this movie as Roger and Murtaugh Riggs.
I just listened to an interview with Mel Gibson for his movie, Get the Gringo or something like that. Mm-hmm. Movie. And he's talking, they asked him, like, would you do another Lethal Weapon? He's like, without a doubt. I would do another Lethal Weapon if Richard Donner was involved. So I'm like, I would see that. I don't care.
I'd be all about seeing another one.
It's not the same, but I still love it.
It's weird though because it's been four. Okay, so it's been four movies of Murtaugh saying he's too old for this shit, and one movie of Riggs saying he's too old for this shit. So they're really too old for this shit now.
Yeah.
So what are they gonna do?
I don't know.
It's going to be a whole movie of them just both going, we're just really too old.
Yeah, no, we can't do that. They're just going to be driving around saying, hey, we can't do that. We're too old for that shit.
Okay. Since we're doing this podcast for The Expendables, I think it needs Mel Gibson in part three.
Mel Gibson, Carl Weathers.
Clint Eastwood, Kurt Russell. Come on, Tango and Cash. Tequila Sunrise.
Well, yeah, Kurt Russell I see, but he said no already. I remember he said no to the first one.
That's
Clint Eastwood. I don't know about Clint Eastwood.
He's just a badass.
He is just a badass.
He is, but I don't know if...
He could be the mastermind. He's a villain mastermind.
I don't see that one happening.
Yeah, right.
But some cheesy villains that I do... I talked about this in my review of the first Expendables. Well, yes, I do want Steven Seagal. I want Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
I want Billy Drago.
Oh, yes.
I want Brian Thompson. He's the guy... He's the bad guy in Cobra, which I hope I
do. Yes.
Bad guy in Cobra?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and he gets killed in the beginning of Terminator.
He plays, he's in Mortal Kombat,
He's in Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's in, there was something else I was going to talk about. Oh, he's in The X-Files.
Yes.
He plays an alien, the alien assassin in The X-Files.
Yeah.
I feel like they should both be in version of The Expendables.
Yes.
And I did mention it before, and I was joking, but I'm not joking. Cynthia Rothrock, who none of you appear to know.
No.
But she should be in The Expendables.
All right.
They need a badass lady.
All right.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I'm with that. All right, Jenny.
Okay, so I'll do a recap anyways.
Yeah.
5 Top Gun, 4 Ghostbusters, 3 Terminator, 2 Predator, and my number one is Die Hard. I guess it could be considered a Christmas movie.
I've used it for Christmas movies.
I know, I'm just kidding. What's to say? I fucking love Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
I love him. And I love Alan Rickman as the, what is it, German? Russian?
Hans Gruber.
He's German.
German?
He's German.
The Hans Gruber. Russian, I just said
he
German.
He can play any nationality.
Whatever, he really
whatever
can.
It is, yeah. He's awesome as the 80s villain.
I like Mr. Uncle Winslow. Or what's his name? Uncle
Carl Winslow. Winslow.
Yeah. Uncle Winslow.
Yeah.
Reginald Bell Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love this movie as well.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Really... Seriously, anytime I go to watch either Die Hard or Lethal Weapon, it's like, do I want to watch this or do I want to watch that? I can't. It's like you got to put them up next to you. Like, all right, which am I in the mood for? Balls
you just
out all over
watch
the city.
Them both.
We're just stuck in. Seriously, you just got to do it back. Well, but the problem is, but then you get into the whole series. You're like, all right, so now once I pick one, do I go back and forth and watch one of the other series or do I just watch this whole series?
Yes, yes.
That is tough.
And then this is another one of those movies. For some reason, we had only sequel, like the sequels when yes. I was growing up. So I only had Die Hard 2.
When I was growing up. Mm. Wow.
Which I do like. I'm again another one. I feel like I don't prefer Die Hard 2 to the original.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. I love Die Hard.
Yeah.
But I only had Die Hard 2 growing up. Well, until I recorded okay. yeah. Die Hard with a Vengeance, which I do also.
Illegally. On VHS.
I don't understand. I mean, they didn't tell me that it was illegal yet.
Yeah. And you record it off the TV,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, record it off television.
It doesn't tell you not to do that.
Yeah, they didn't.
It's like, DVR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like you were early adopter of DVR.
There you go. Yeah. VCR Plus.
Yeah. yeah, this movie's great. My favorite scene is when Hans Gruber has the fake American accent. And he's like scared. He's like, oh, man, the terrorists
please,
are taking over.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. and yeah, and what a great death scene. Mm-hmm. Love it. And I love to watch this and then with a Vengeance back to back.
Okay.
That's a good double feature.
Yeah. Good. Jenny, what would you say like your favorite modern action movie is since you're a little late for the 80s.
I am a little late for the 80s.
You're more of a 90s.
Yeah, I would say I probably didn't get into action movies until I became even older than that, though.
You were into, like, My Little Pony and stuff?
Probably, yeah. I was still kind of a kid
and puppy dogs.
In the 90s.
Well, even you're I right. was having trouble with this list when we were making it. Like, a lot of the really, especially when you get into, like, the Van Damme era.
Oh, it's early 90s. Yeah.
And so there's a lot of stuff. And a lot of the bigger Bruce Willis stuff is 90s. Like, everything got bigger in the 90s. Yeah. So I feel like we need to do a follow-up to this. Like
we will.
90s action.
90s action with Expendables 3.
Yeah, I'd be good at that one, I bet. Expendables 3.
all right. Well, I'll do my recap. My number 5 was Rambo First Blood Part 2. 4 was The Running Man. 3, Commando. 2, Escape from New York. 1, from 1986, The Delta Force.
Thank you.
I fell in love with this movie when I first saw this as a kid. I love this movie because it was Chuck Norris, not only with guns, but then he beats the bad guy with martial arts. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know what? And he's got a mullet to top it all off.
I fell in love with this movie based on the poster when I was a kid. It was just the best. Chuck Norris and Lee Marvin standing there with bazookas.
Yep.
Just badass.
Alan Silvestri.
I totally forgot. I just watched the trailer for this. I totally forgot that Robert Forrester was the bad guy.
Yes. Playing... I didn't know Robert Forrester was gay. I just found out. Turns out. Amazing actor. Amazing tough guy.
Amazing tough guy.
Yes, he is.
He's playing Middle Eastern, Robert Forrester. Amazing. A good job. I never questioned it when I was a kid. I guess now if I watch it, it's a little flawed, his accent maybe. Listen to this cast. It's amazing because it's the 80s and these guys were still at the top of their game. Lee Marvin. Joey Bishop, that's what threw me off when I saw this because I'm like expecting him to be really funny.
That's what threw you off?
Wait.
Oh, no. I'm going to say what threw me off is not Joey Bishop. It's Shelley Winters.
Well, that too.
Shelley Winters.
So Robert Forrester, Joey Bishop, Lee Marvin, George Kennedy.
Yeah.
I was like, what's up with the cool hand Luke's friend?
I totally forgot.
He's a father in this one.
The whole like side story, like the story of the people on the plane.
Yeah.
And like I rewatched the trailer for this list. I'm like, oh, I'm just thinking about like United 93, and it was really wow. Was just,
Robert Vaughn, isn't it?
Yeah,
I forgot about that. This movie is so awesome. Kim Delaney,
Bo Svenson.
That's right. This movie is filled with amazing actors, and it's really sad at one point when like they're beating the Navy guy. Ugh. And then when the German flight attendant has to pick the Jewish passengers, and she's like, I can't do it because I'm German. Oh, it's pretty hardcore.
It's a weirdly dark movie to look back on. I was like, wow, I forgot how – like I never – because I was so young when I watched it. Like I never really picked up on how dark it was. Like, oh, it's just badass Chuck Norris movie. But no, it's really, really dark.
So what else is there to say about Delta Force? The score, again. I love the score. Do you not remember this? This is really memorable for me.
I remember the score. I remember I had...
I wanted that dirt bike. I had rockets.
I think they were like rip-off. They were like knockoffs. Like some foreign country saw Delta Force. Like, let's just make toys that we call the Delta Force. Have nothing to do with it.
I know what you're talking about.
All these ninjas on motorcycles.
And had rockets too.
Yeah. I had a bunch of those.
I love that bike. And then when the Delta Force first came onto the for the operation, mm-hmm. they had the blue lights, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, I want to have a car. I want blue lights on my car.
But now that's just
it's very douchebaggy. But yeah, it's such a cool movie, such a cool and such a like a dark, like you said, like a dark themed like yeah. movie to, for an action movie, you know, yeah. where it's
a lot of drama to it, especially with that cast. Like, because yeah. the way that you're so invested in what's happening with people on the plane, it's very, it's like, it's weird to say this, but it's like, all right, so let's take United 93 and make it an action movie.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
Because it you never question the drama.
You've got Shelley Winters, and they're talking about like, there's more of us than them. Let's just take them. Let's just rush them and take them. And it's like, oh, I'm just having these. It's taking me to a dark place.
Yeah.
But fortunately the Chuck Norris stuff there is still there to balance it out and make it fun.
Yeah.
But in today's world, it's a very dark movie. It's a much darker movie.
It
in
is.
The present day.
It is.
Than it was originally.
I think it was based on like, didn't that a plane get hijacked like that? I think.
Oh yeah.
It did, right?
That's the thing. I mean,
it was a TWA plane, I think.
Hijacked then.
Yeah.
It was a sort of ripped from the headlines kind of thing. And it's just, I feel like things have escalated even further.
Yeah.
Since then.
Yeah. And, one of the saddest scenes is at the end when they're all celebrating. They rescued everybody, and they're celebrating with Budweiser, the American beer. And then Chuck Norris is in the back, and is kind of the guy who's under his wing. Spoiler alert: he passes away. He doesn't make it. He's the only guy they lost. And George Kennedy's there, and he does a little prayer, and he's like, oh. And then when they get to the States and everyone's celebrating and they're like, yeah, you guys survived and all this stuff. And then in the back, they're taking their guy and they're like on the plane mm-hmm. and then to the next mission. Like it's like, right. I always wanted a sequel to this that was good. And the sequel sucked ass.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird sequel.
Yeah.
But Billy Drago's in it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that was my number one. Any honorable mentions you guys want to talk about? Any of that stuff?
I feel like this is one of the categories where we talked about like most everything.
I mean
I mentioned Cobra also.
Cobra,
which I love, but it's a terrible movie. It is just such a god awful bad, just so bad, ridiculously cheesy. Half the movie, again, like Rocky IV, half the movie's a montage. It's just weird. But I mean, Stallone being badass. I love the car mm-hmm. and the guns. Brian Thompson's in it.
Yeah.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Yep.
I think that's the only movie I have that hadn't been mentioned.
What was it?
Cobra.
You know, Cobra, I think I talked about this, how this and Beverly Hills Cop was one script. Used to be one script, and they split it into two movies.
Okay. See, the reason I didn't go with Beverly Hills Cop is because I figured if we do action comedy, not to tilt my hand or anything.
Yeah. Teaser.
Teaser.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Those are your 31st, 2nd, and 3rd.
I had Cobra as well, and Kickboxer with Van Damme.
When was Bloodsport?
Bloodsport was, I had done it already, so I didn't put it on there.
But wait, but it was the 80s.
It would be 80s.
That's the other Van Damme that would have been on my...
That's more martial arts, though, I feel.
Still, it's action.
It's action.
It's action.
Yeah. It turns out it was...
It's more action than Ghostbusters.
And it turns out...
She's not me.
She's not even. She's like texting.
She's on Twitter.
Sorry. I was reading about Tony Scott. I'm sorry. I'm reading tweets about Tony Scott.
Oh, okay. Any new news on that? I guess he's still dead.
Well, yeah. It still happened.
It did still happen.
All right. That sucks, man. We were literally just talking about action and the man who
brought this. We're talking about action. What other Tony Scott action movies?
Yeah, let's look him up. Tony Scott. Well, let's start off.
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire.
Oh, yeah, me
too. I do, too. I really enjoy that movie. Dakota Fanning's in that, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I like that movie. I'm not a big fan of like his camera work and when he got a little crazy with the camera work. Mm-hmm. But I love that movie. I wish it wasn't that like choppy with the camera work.
He got on this whole Denzel Washington kick, which I was pretty okay with. I liked Deja Vu. I was okay with Unstoppable. I still haven't seen his remake of Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3.
I saw it. It's pretty fun.
Domino was weird enough for me. I appreciated it for how weird it was, and it also has Tom Waits in it.
So. Well, it's David Kelly. Is it David Kelly? Richard Kelly script.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is Richard Kelly.
Yeah. Beverly Hills Cop 2, Days of Thunder, The Last Boy Scouts.
Spy Game.
True Romance.
Oh, I like Enemy of the State.
Crimson Tide.
Wait, he did all those BMW commercials.
The Fan.
He?
Yes. He did his brother.
Beat the Devil. Yeah, they produced it, but the one he directed was the Beat the Devil one.
Which is really fun. It's James Brown,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman's playing the devil. And yeah, I just love how that short ends.
The Fan.
Yes. With Benicio Del Toro.
Yes. Yes. As a baseball player. Gets his number brand cut off his arm. Oh. Crimson Tide.
Yep.
But yeah, True Romance. I think True Romance might actually, as much as I do love Top Gun, I think True Romance is my favorite Tony Scott movie.
I think I'd say True Romance.
I just looked at Tony Scott's last movie. I guess it's all right. Unstoppable.
It wasn't terrible,
no.
Oh, those question marks next to Top Gun 2 now.
Oh, it's not going to happen, guys.
Not one.
Oh, so sad.
They're going to have Carnahan come in and...
I'm behind that. I love Carnahan.
Because he's a big... whenever I see Carnahan, I just think of Tony Scott.
I do. Me too. Well, a combination of both, Ridley and Tony, I feel. He's like the perfect balance.
I see more Tony than Ridley, but...
I see more Tony, but then when you rewatch The Gray, you can definitely see a little bit of Ridley popping up in The Gray.
Yeah.
Because The Gray is... I would say The Gray and Narc are a little more Ridley than Tony.
Yeah.
Really? Narc?
Well, okay, maybe not Narc, but definitely The Gray.
I'm on board with that statement. Is that it?
I think that's it for this week.
All right. Well, hope you enjoyed this podcast of 80s action movies. I hope you didn't bring you down. If you're like, oh, finally over Tony Scott's death, and then you're listening to this, and then bam, we remind you about it. But literally, we're literally talking about it. And Jenny's dad comes up to me hot off the press with a piece of paper, and I'm like, what? At first, I was like, no, I don't want to read this out loud.
I feel like we need a crew here regularly.
I know.
Let us know what's going on.
I like these news updates.
Yeah.
I know. And it literally came in like a newspaper. He like tapped my shoulder, and I'm like, okay. And I knew automatically like that it was bad, that it was something bad. And I'm like, I felt like newsroom. I'm like, this just in, guys. And this has been an oil spill in the Atlantic. What else? So follow us on Twitter at the film podcast.
It's okay. It's past Ricardo's bedtime.
No, it's what time I'm waking up right now. It's prime waking up time. So follow us on Twitter at the film podcast. You could follow us on our website if you'd like. We post sometimes trailers, sometimes movie news, sometimes links for all our links are there. Adam's website, shootingthescript.com. He reviews movies for
MoviePass. blog.moviepass.com.
Yes. Kevin sometimes writes really depressing tweets. Follow him at
@KZuberBeer. That's ZUBERBIER.
Adam?
I'm at an Adam Scott, @_AdamScott.
I'm at Jenei, JEHNEIGH.
And I am at Ricardo, ULTRERAS. What else? If you're going to buy something off Amazon, come by our website, click on our link, our Amazon link, and we'll literally get... a couple cents thrown our way from your purchases, and it doesn't cost you anything more. It's just Amazon gives us a piece of their cut. And if you're like, man, I love this podcast and I want to help them get better equipment, better stuff, there's also a donate button on our website. If you'd like, whatever, you know, if you're writing out a will and you're like, I want to leave these guys all my everything. I want to bequeath them my property. I will take it. Just give it to us on our PayPal account. That's on our website. Anything else? Any other news? Any other things you want to? No.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think
we're good. Okay. Until next time. Have a good week.